This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, a lot of optimism surrounding the Golden State Warriors these days after the Jimmy Butler acquisition. Draymond Green over the weekend had a lot to say about this team. He thinks they still have a championship in them. Let me read this super chat from Wow499. This JK business has wasted the last 2 years for the Warriors in Steph's prime, but nobody is saying it. All right, thanks, Wow. I don't necessarily see it quite like that, but the Jonathan Kuminga angle with this team is going to be a huge part of this last 27 games. And let me just put it out this way. So he's a restricted free agent, and he's missed a big chunk of the season, and now he's coming back for the last 27 games of the year. I think he's going to be coming off the bench, okay? So in a way, like his whole contract situation is irrelevant at this point. Like, I think one of the only chances the Warriors have for Kuminga coming back and being a positive presence is if he's able to put this contract thing out of his head. Like, I feel like this is going to sound really harsh, but I feel like he lost the contract game this year. I know he played well before, you know, he was playing well before he got hurt, but now he's gotten hurt. He missed a big chunk of the season, and now he's coming back to a team that's completely different from the one that he left when he got hurt. You know, and I liken it a little to, was it 2 years ago where Wiggins missed a big chunk of games, Kuminga took his spot,
yeah,
and then Wiggins went right back into the starting lineup once the playoffs started. We may have a situation like that with JK, and with that contract in the background, I feel like I hope he can put that. I hope that's not an issue for him, because I don't think he's going to be able to make big money these last 27 games because he's just not going to have the kind of role he had before he left. So big test, I think, for Kuminga, the last 27 games.
Well, when he was last available, I mean, he was coming off the bench, but he was playing 30 plus minutes. You know, he was getting time, and I wouldn't go as far as to say he's lost the contract battle. I think it's still up in the air. You know, and I mean, if he wants 35 to 40 million a year, then maybe he's lost. But if Jonathan Kuminga comes back and helps this team finish 18-9, and if he helps them win a playoff series, or I don't know, if if the Warriors win a championship, right, Jonathan Kuminga is going to win the contract battle, because I have to imagine he's going to be a big part of it.
No doubt.
You know, I said it earlier, I'll say it again. He's the X factor. He's the one that can help this team take a leap into an even higher category of contention. And does that mean that he's got to be the best player on this team? No, but he has tools and physical gifts that no one else has on this team. And so I agree with you that Steve Kerr's got to figure out how to integrate him. And I think it's going to start with coming off the bench, but it also might demand him to finish games. You know, he might not be in the starting lineup, but I think if this team is going to reach its potential, he absolutely has to be in the closing lineup, because he right now is probably their best on-ball defender by process of elimination. And I'm really interested to see how now, whereas I don't think he's a great help defender yet, but he's got two great help defenders alongside him.
It's true.
So Kuminga at the point of attack now with Butler and Draymond behind him, not having to be the players that will step out and defend quicker guards or maybe some forwards. Like, you know, there might be a path for them keeping their defense at a high level if Kuminga's someone that can step in and be that dude. I just don't think that, whereas we saw like Poole get a lot of money because of how he played offensively, and Kuminga, I think, has been trying to really take the next step forward offensively, and he can, but you know, they're going to need him to be maybe their best perimeter defender. And that's a lot to ask of a 22-year-old that either hasn't been given much opportunity or hasn't proven it yet.
888-957-9570 is the number. Jonathan Kuminga, he fits into this puzzle somehow. But I guess what I'm asking Warrior fans is, how does he fit into this puzzle? Like, what do you want to see from Jonathan Kuminga the last 23, 24, 25 games? Because I agree with Evan that he's now an X factor. I think the Jimmy Butler acquisition takes a little off his plate, but at the same time, it gives the Warriors a higher ceiling because, you know, Kuminga's been pushed down a little bit in the pecking order. But you know, there's two things here. How do you want to see Steve Kerr use Kuminga when he gets back? And then how do you think Steve Kerr will actually use Kuminga when he's healthy? Let's go out to Dirty Chai in Berkeley. What's going on, man?
Hey, I've got some thoughts on the question you just asked, but okay. I actually called in to talk about the optimism, what Draymond sees and what I see.
Yeah, cool.
I've been watching Jimmy Butler since he was a rookie. I'm a Bulls fan. Huge during those Derrick Rose seasons. I want to say,
oh boy,
we lost you, Dirty Chai. Call back.
Kind of like Rose's career cut too short.
Call back. I want to hear. Like, I always,
anybody being compared to Derrick Rose, that's a lofty comparison, Steiny.
Do you have a frog in your throat today or something?
A toad?
A 510 on the text line said, Matt, get our guy a cup of water, LOL.
Oh, yeah, I did cough and
okay,
a little earlier on. Maybe they're behind on the Odyssey app, the Rewind. I don't know. I don't sound like I just had a pack of chops, do I?
No. I guess he just must have cost you.
Okay.
888-957-9570. That's the number here. Matt Steinmetz along with Evan Giddings and the Golden State Warriors. My, have things changed since Jimmy Butler's come along?
Well, now I'm self-conscious.
About? Oh, couldn't, that's all right. Don't worry about it.
Lubricating.
Okay, speaking of Kuminga, as we wait for Dirty Chai to call back, because I'm on pins and needles, Frank Isola was talking about Kuminga and where Kuminga fits in and how good he thinks Kuminga is.
Kuminga has got a lot of potential, but you kind of keep waiting for it. You see flashes of it, and then, you know, and then all of a sudden he's out for a while. So I don't know. I mean, they're going to be in a position where I think they're probably going to pay him, because I think everybody gets paid. And just like the players say, pay me now, and then I'll force a trade, or the team say, you know what, let's sign this guy. It might be easy to trade him if he's under contract. So for me, he still has a long way to go until I have faith that he could be a guy that you could build a team around. I'm not so sure about that yet.
Yeah, that's Frank Isola, ESPN NBA writer and insider.
Well, I agree with him, but that's also why the Butler deal this season, you know, maybe it can be the difference. Like, you don't have to build around Kuminga now. They chose not to build this season around him. It's built around Curry and Butler, and to some extent Green, but those other young players, I think there is less pressure on them. I don't know. Maybe the fans are, you know, in fast forward a couple months, if they don't realize their goals, maybe they'll blame the younger players. I don't know. To me, but this season is going to be dictated by their veterans. It's Curry, it's Butler, it's Green, and Kuminga can now be gravy. You know, Pajemski and his ability now is not as important. Even someone like Buddy Hield, who, you know, couldn't throw a stone into the ocean for a month, is someone now that is less important. You're less reliant on right. those other guys. And I think maybe that's why Draymond sees something different about this team, is they're less reliant on players that, honestly, in a playoff series, you know, especially maybe you get to the second round of the Western Conference Finals, like, do you really want to have Pajemski in your foxhole with Buddy Hield, with Quentin Post, guys that are unproven who could be able to do it, but you just have no idea how they're going to react?
Yeah, and as it relates to Kuminga, I think it was Austin in Oakland earlier, and I agreed wholeheartedly, and I kind of feel the same way. It's like, you don't have to decide, or unfortunately for Kuminga, we're not deciding right now if we can build around him or not. That's going to come with his next contract. That's what I'm thinking if I'm the Warriors. It's like, buddy, you're not getting 40. You're going to have to take less than that for 3 or 4 years. And then if you take the appropriate steps, then we can start talking about the money that you want. And at 26 or 27, we're going to have a better and a clearer understanding of whether we can build around you or not. And I know this sounds harsh. I just don't think he's done enough to show you that you can build around this guy. I mean, he's got some nice attributes. I think he can help you, but I'm not ready to say that he can make other players around him better. I need to see him rebound more. I need to see a lot of things before I start paying him upwards of 35, 40 million.
No, I mean, I think they are going to pay him. And I also think it's because there's probably not a big market for him. There's teams that...
True.
I mean, shoot, there was a rumor that came out of All-Star Weekend that Memphis might be looking to get off of Ja this summer, or might shop him. I just think that in the post-apron era, there's... You got to make really calculated financial decisions. And that might actually help the Warriors, because other teams don't want to give an unproven player $30 or $35 million a year. But for Kuminga, I think what I like now is he's not going to be asked, I don't think, to do everything. What the Warriors needed him to do 2 months ago was everything. When their season was spiraling and he had to be maybe their number one scorer on some nights, and maybe he's got to guard Durant, and maybe he's got to be a playmaker and a good rebounder, and he's got to do all these different things, which he has the capability to do, just not, I think, consistently yet. But now, on, well, I guess not Friday, but whenever he comes back, it's like, hey, JK, go guard that guy for 30 minutes. Kuminga, all we want you to do is get off the bench and run. Like, do what you are best at. We don't need you to be the catalyst anymore. We have that. That's Curry and Butler. And maybe some nights more Butler than Curry. I don't know.
Right. Let's go to Dirty Chai. He's back. Dirty Chai's in the city. What's up, man?
What's up, Chai?
Hey, sorry about that. I'll make it faster this time. I'm a longtime Jimmy Butler fan, and okay, I think we've all taken a Bay Area first view of things, so I'm going to...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flip it and say, I think this is the best supporting cast Jimmy Butler has ever had. Ooh. And that's why I'm confident in the Warriors.
Interesting.
I like that.
Well, let me ask you this. If you've seen Jimmy Butler play his whole career, like we've seen him for 4 games right now and he looks dynamite, what are some of the things that he does that can be a problem for a team? Like what does it look like when Jimmy Butler's not happy?
When he's not happy?
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully he's angry. When he's got something to prove. Like, we call it playoff Jimmy.
Right.
But you see it other times, too. Like, he showed up here, he heard all the chatter, and he's like, I got something to prove. So he showed up. He's dynamite. He's Kevin Durant on slashing. He's Kawhi Leonard on defense. He's got a high passing IQ. Way better passer than his stats would show. He's an awesome passer. And he can teach the young guys. Like, I'm long Kuminga now because he's got Butler to teach him. He freezes the game with free throws, and that's when the older guys can coach, you know, all those little micro coaching you get when you freeze the game. It's like hit pause, little mini timeout, you know, 10 times a game with Jimmy Butler. When he's on, he's still one of the best three players in the league. So I think he's never had a guy like Curry, but except that 1 year with Derrick Rose healthy, that draws a lot of gravity. But Butler was too young back then. He's a lot better now. So as long as he stays healthy, we have a shot for the next 2-3 years.
Appreciate it, Dirty Chai. Dirty Chai said he's seen Butler play a lot.
That's an interesting take. I mean, I think where the Warriors are at in their careers, he's right. He's never played with a player like Curry. I mean, the best player that Jimmy Butler's played with, yeah, he's right about Rose, although I don't know if he had Derrick Rose, maybe one season in his prime when he was a rookie. But I was actually thinking about Joel Embiid the year that they lost to Kawhi Leonard and the Raptors. I think that's the best player that he's played with. But yeah, he didn't have a fellow number one in Miami. Certainly didn't have it in Minnesota. And I guess he was only there for the last like 50 games of the Sixers season. So yeah, maybe this is the best supporting cast that Jimmy Butler ever had, or the best teammates that he's played with. I just wonder, you know, if he goes into number one mode, sort of what that looks like.
I'm looking at the team that went to the finals in 2023,
mm-hmm.
and Butler was the leading scorer on the team, averaging 23 a game. He was 10th in MVP voting, 12th in Defensive Player of the Year. He was an NBA second team, All-NBA. Adebayo averaged 20, and Hero averaged 21. And then we get down to Caleb Martin, Strus, you know, Gabe Vincent, Kevin Love, etc. I'd say Curry, even at this age, is probably, because I'm now looking at Hero is 23 and Bam Adebayo is 25. So those guys were still pretty young when Jimmy took them there at the age of 33.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd say the best team that he's played with, but Curry's obviously the best player he's ever played with. That's for certain.
Yeah, no doubt about that. No doubt about that. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. And we're talking about what do you guys think is making Draymond Green so confident about this team. We know Jimmy Butler's a part of it, but Evan brought up an interesting point that, you know, he thinks that Draymond Green has seen Curry make a transition, and it does feel like Curry believes more now than he has in the past. This is Frank Isola on Steph Curry and if he's still feared like he used to be around the league.
I think he is, because if a game is close in the fourth quarter, he's still a guy that if he gets on a roll, you know, within 5 minutes, he can completely change the game. He certainly did it at the Olympics, you know, in the gold medal game against France. He did it against Serbia as well. You know, the difference is, you know, the supporting cast may not be as good. I look at, you know, LeBron in a lot of ways is the same way. It's, you know, as these guys are getting older in age, you want someone else to maybe carry the load on certain nights, and it doesn't happen often enough for a team like the Warriors. But Steph Curry, you know, if you're going to ask coaches around the league when they're playing the Warriors, they're going to be worried about Steph Curry. It's just he's still that good, and you know he's going to give you incredible effort.
Yeah, and the part that would worry me if I were another team in the West is if, I mean, he's kind of right. If the Warriors can use 46 minutes to hang in a game, and now it's a tie game with 3 minutes left, let's say.
Yeah.
But they're throwing Draymond Green and Steph and Butler out there. I mean, that's where, you know, that's where they can win games, because they still have they have two stars that can come through down the stretch. And, you know, Curry's obviously done it before.
Who do you think the best closers are in basketball? Because I would argue, I can make the argument right now. The last 3 to 5 years, the Warriors now have the best two closers in the NBA on their team. Steph Curry is as good of a closer as any. And with Butler's track record in the playoffs for, at least recently, a Miami team that had no business going as far as it did. I mean, he took them into Boston, beat the Celtics. He has taken this team up against a Giannis-led Milwaukee group. I mean, in the finals, I know they lost to LeBron, and I know he doesn't have a championship, but alongside Curry, who proved that among Olympians, he is their closer, I think you can make a case the Warriors have the two best under 2 minute players on their team.
That's very interesting, because when you said who are the best closers in the league, part of me thinks that a closer is just another way of saying a great player. But, you know, I'm looking at the, like Denver Nuggets. Well, Jokic is how can you say Jokic is not a closer? But
it's harder for big men, though.
Well, that's kind of what I'm getting to. Yeah. Now I look at Minnesota and I'm thinking, well, yeah, actually Anthony Edwards is a pretty good closer. And so, yeah, I guess as a closer, he might be, you know, higher up on the list than Jokic. But you're right about the last 3 minutes of a game and Butler and Steph Curry. And I hate to say it, but Draymond Green on the other end of the floor. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, that's a good point. As a defensive closer, I know that's not really a term people throw around, but Draymond Green in spurts can summon that, you know, that old Draymond. I mean, he did it against Dallas. You know, I guess I'd be more worried about the preceding 46 minutes than the actual final two now for Golden State, where that wasn't the case before. But You know, only because I think it's just harder for centers and big men to really take over games. You know, if you just throw them the ball in the last possession, you can just double them. But then again, you know, it's you can't double Jokic, or you can, but he'll find exactly where the ball needs to go. I think Curry and Butler have proven that at the highest of levels and the biggest of games and the most pressure-filled moments, they're players that you feel pretty good with the ball in their hands.
You know what? What about Trae Young? As a closer.
Oh.
Like, he's...
Yeah, no, he's had moments. I mean, Damian Lillard has had big moments in the postseason. Kyrie, I think, is a good closer. Jamal Murray had the game-winning shot during the Nuggets' finals run against the Lakers. You know,
interesting.
You know, if you're just looking around the league, it's like 2 minutes left, tie game. Who do you want having the ball? And I would argue the Warriors have two of those guys now. Durant, maybe. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, for sure.
But I hear what you're saying. Let's say when Dallas had Kyrie and Luka, who do you want taking the last shot?
Either of those two guys,
right?
But, yeah,
but I'd like right Kyrie.
I mean, you can't really double either of them, you know. And now that might actually end up being Dallas one of Dallas's bigger issues in the postseason. It's that, and the Warriors tried to do it. They just did it too late against Dallas. It's like you could just double Kyrie at midcourt. You know, you can force the ball out of his hands and force Najee Marshall to beat you.
888-957-9570 is the number. Optimism running wild here in the Bay. It is, and maybe rightfully so. The Warriors, they feel like they're back in business. They're talking about making a serious run. I mean, the one thing that we can't get ahead of ourselves with is, and they're still 10th. You know, they're still 10th. And they open up the second half of the season with Sacramento. You got to beat them. I mean, you got to beat them. You lost to Dallas. Like, those losses to Dallas are going to, or that loss to Dallas is kind of going to come back and hurt you a little bit. But they've got to start winning the games they're playing against the teams they're competing with to move up the standing.
Well, and I got some good news on that front, which I can reveal on the other side. I don't think it's out of the question for this team to win 17 or 18 games down the stretch. 2021, which may be what they need to get out of the play-in, I think that's going to be hard just because, I mean, it's winning 21 games out of 27 is just damn difficult. They've also, I know they went 3-1 before the break. They still haven't won three games in a row since November. So they got to prove that they can go on a win streak before we hand them that benefit of the doubt.
That's true. That is true. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. And Draymond Green is as optimistic as he's been about a Golden State Warrior team probably since before the 2022 title. And he thinks this team's got a run in him. He thinks this team can win a championship. And over the weekend, he said, we will. We're going to win it. And my question to Warriors fans is, what do you think he sees? What's he seeing that we haven't seen yet, but that he knows is going to elevate them? Or do you think he doesn't even believe it in the first place? I actually think he does believe it, that they can get it done. My question is, what's he seeing? 888-957-9570. We'll take some calls on the other side. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.